The Justice Department says it now agrees with lawyers for former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who say his criminal conviction should be thrown out after President Trump pardoned him. But a handful of groups and attorneys have filed friend of the court briefs with Judge Susan Bolton opposing that move. Martin Reddish is one of them. He's a professor of law and public policy at the Northwestern University Pritzker School of Law, and he joins me. And Martin, we keep hearing that this is an unusual step that you and some others have taken. Just how unusual is this kind of thing?
Well, it's extremely unusual, but the situation is very unusual. No president has ever used the pardon power in this weaponized way as a means of circumventing judicial protection of constitutional rights.
What kinds of things will Judge Bolton be looking at when she's reading through these briefs and considering whether or not they have any merit?
Well, I can't be sure. I don't know Judge Bolton. Everything I've heard about her is very positive. We're hoping she will recognize the uniqueness of this situation and that the integrity of the judiciary is at stake. It isn't just a matter of politics. It isn't just a question of the Department of Justice making a decision whether to proceed or not, that there has been a contempt conviction for violation of an order protecting vulnerable people's constitutional rights. And the Constitution and the Bill of Rights is supreme. And so she needs to think about not only the court's integrity, which is at stake, but also the court's role as protectors of constitutional rights. We hope she'll do that. I know other briefs, not the one I've filed, but other briefs have urged her to appoint a special prosecutor, which wouldn't be unheard of. But this is a very new and rare situation, and nobody really knows what's going to happen.
What compelled you to file a brief?
Well, I had written an op-ed in the New York Times arguing that this kind of pardon or the use of the pardon power violated the Due Process Clause of the Bill of Rights, and I received quite a bit of email contact after that, particularly from lawyers who worked at public interest organizations. So a couple of those organizations and I got together to submit this friend of the court brief. It's called amicus curiae, which means friend of the court. And then we discovered that we weren't the only ones, that there are at least three, maybe five different briefs being filed by other public interest organizations, by certain law professors, just to make sure the court is aware of the momentousness as a matter of the constitutional protections that are involved here as she makes her decision.
So obviously the president has pardoned Sheriff Arpaio. What would you like Judge Bolton to do? Like, what would be a good outcome for you here?
Well, there are different levels of good outcomes. One would be the appointment of the special prosecutor to make a full presentation of the competing arguments. Another would be for her, on her own motion, to recognize that while on its face the pardon power is very broad, everything in the body of the Constitution is restricted and modified by the amendments to the Constitution. And the Bill of Rights are the first 10 amendments. And the only way that the Bill of Rights can be enforced against the executive branch is through an injunction. And if the president can pardon any executive officer from contempt convictions, which includes prison or fine, for ignoring that injunction, then judicial injunctions can be ignored with impunity, and the courts lose their role as enforcers of constitutional rights. We want her to understand that the stakes are very high here.
Are you asking Judge Bolton to nullify the pardon?
That's clearly the implication of what we're saying, to declare that the pardon is unconstitutional.
Does she have the power to do that?
She clearly has the power to do it. Appellate courts could reverse her. But and as I said, this is a novel theory, but this is a novel situation. do you want to compare this to a Hail Mary at the end of a football game or pulling your goalie when you're down by a goal with a minute to go? Those would be pretty good sports analogies. The chances of this working are not great. I acknowledge that. But I think it's important that we do it just to publicize the stakes here and to underscore that this is a different situation from the traditional pardon so that the president will think carefully before doing this again.
Martin Reddish is a professor of law and public policy at the Northwestern University Pritzker School of Law. He's also one of the people who's filed a friend of the court brief in the case of former Sheriff Joe Arpaio.